Oh my goodness. All of that.
That was awesome. This is my first time.
Yeah,
enjoy
yeah.
Enjoy the music. You know why I picked this song?
Why? Because you're happy?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But also, it was playing when we met.
When we met. Oh, yeah, this is a song I changed.
Yeah. And I was like, don't change that. I love that song. All right, that's good.
Hi, I'm
Wendy.
Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
Somebody just had like a glitch in their brain.
I didn't
know we were doing it that way. Because have we started every ramblings lately like that?
The same way, like since the beginning, pretty much. Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
Somebody just had a short circuit of the brain waves.
Dude. All our sound things are under the couch.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah. I could have used something just now.
Should I grab them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. You keep talking.
All right. So tonight is a ramblings, just Chris Adams and myself. He's going to go get the sound effects that are needed. So tonight we have a variety of topics to discuss. Let me check. Let me see. In my quick notes, thank you, Chris Adams. I'm going to need, I definitely need not a die. Where's my funny sounding one?
Which one? That horn?
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, here it is. Whew. I need it right now.
Why?
I don't know. Okay, I need to start talking about the Dr. Pepper can versus the cherry Dr. Pepper can.
Oh, the diet, at least. I don't know how the regular one is, but the diet.
Super bad.
Diet cherry Dr. Pepper is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's not really identifiable.
No, there's a faded out cherry on it that you have to like really look at to see.
Like if you see that a lot of times in the store, you think it's like diet caffeine free.
Mm-hmm.
Crap.
Yeah, something you don't want. I don't even see why we would drink those.
Yeah,
some of my clients get them, and I think, what is the purpose? Just the fizzy, I guess. At that point,
maybe because caffeine free and diet.
Yeah. What's left? Just carbonation.
Yeah, nothing good.
Mm-mm.
Nothing good at all.
I need all the sounds.
You need all the sounds. What do I get? Anything?
Nothing.
Sheesh.
You're late to the party.
I was just bringing up notes in my phone.
Nerd. What'd you say?
I was just bringing up my quick notes, also known as Google Keep.
To everyone else. So anyway, you know how Shasta is so much less expensive than like Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Even Diet Dr. Pepper?
Mm-hmm.
They have way better cans. We were noticing that the other night. Like their lettering is better.
The name brand
colors.
Cans.
No, Shasta has a better can than a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Cherry.
Okay,
Dr.
So.
Dr. Cherry.
Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Right, what he said.
What he said. Yeah, the can sucks. It's very, not
spend
identifiable.
Some money.
I mean, I'm sure they spend plenty of money,
but
they just
more.
Did it wrong.
Yeah. If we were in that, what are those rooms called where you sit there and discuss what the company should do or...
Like a focus group.
Yes. We would have said, don't do it.
Yeah.
We need more color.
We were not there. We were not invited.
Mm-mm. What?
So that's why they got a shitty can.
Yeah. Come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horse shit. What's up next, Chris Adams? Ooh, you know what I have?
What do you
Something
have?
You wanted to talk about.
What?
Uber Lyft driver says he doesn't turn down a ride.
Oh, yeah. We got an Uber driver the other night.
Because we went to the Crescent again.
Yeah. Check out the Tuesday night open
Nate
mic.
Nate Ford, hashtag not, or is it hashtag? Hashtag comic Nate Ford, also
at
comic Nate Ford. He was hilarious.
He was, yeah.
He
killed it.
Yeah.
He roasted this couple because they wouldn't shut up talking. I mean,
I
it's hilarious.
I hadn't noticed, but Chris said
I noticed them. They were kind of not too far behind us, and all you could hear sometimes was just them talking. It was annoying. And you have comedians up on the stage doing their bits, and these people are just fucking talking like assholes.
Dang.
If someone's got a microphone, you listen.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he like railed on them and it was hilarious. So
awesome.
Good fucking crowd work, Nate Ford, if you're listening.
We went there with Pat and her sister, Corinne.
Yeah. Yeah. We just met Corinne that night. That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was. I felt silly because when I met Corinne, I shook her hand and then I said, "Hi, I'm Wendy." And she said, "Corinne." And I said, "Oh, okay." Because I've seen her name on Facebook associated with Pat's Facebook account so many times. And I would say in my head that her name was Karen.
Karen.
So then when she said Corinne, I went, oh, okay. But I said it out loud. So that's kind of weird. Like if we met, tell me who you are.
I'm
like
Chris.
We're introducing each other.
Oh, hi, I'm Chris.
And I would say, oh, okay.
You wouldn't That'd say your weird. Name at all?
No, like if I said it first, because to Corinne I did. I said, "Hi, I'm Wendy."
Oh, I go, "Hi, I'm Chris."
And then I said, "Oh, okay." That's kind of weird.
You said, "Oh, okay," or she did?
I did. Because when she said her name, I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
okay, that's
that is
how
weird.
You say it."
Like, what do you,
yeah.
What does that mean?
And I didn't clarify.
Yeah, no one
So now
knows.
I'm clarifying.
Oh, thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Too bad she's not here.
Hopefully she's listening.
What the hell? Oh, gosh.
All right. So with respect to going to the Crescent, we had an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting. Didn't he have a...
Are we talking about Chandler?
No. Oh, no. I was talking about the guy with glasses, and he had the... what's it called? Something in the front, party in the back.
Oh, mullet?
Mullet.
Did he have a mullet? Yeah. I thought he was more like a... Just a long
Oh, maybe it was long haired tucked behind the ears.
Kind of like parted down the middle.
Yeah, it was.
Kind of seemed that way.
Definitely that also.
Yeah.
As well as, in addition to.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that guy was a little off. I mean, a little weird. I mean, he told us that, I don't know how we even got on the topic of, you know, getting rides and accepting rides and things for Uber. He told us, this came out in conversation, that he made a promise to his heavenly father when he started driving for Uber that he would never decline a ride because he did not want to miss out on an opportunity either to spread God's word or to receive it.
That's right. So,
and so
with that in mind, when I said, like, what if you need to be home? He was like, he can't like have a time that he gets home. He said he was at one point one block from his house.
Yeah.
That was the closest he ever got. And he got a ride and he wouldn't decline it.
I mean, I've been on our street before and gotten rides and turned around and done it. But, you know, I have
That's
my limits. You know,
like
I
if
stop.
You've been up for 12 hours.
Yeah. I mean,
something.
I usually set a time that I'm going to stop at.
Yeah.
And I usually don't stop till then unless it's really slow.
So he has never said no to a ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he made a promise, he said,
so
to
if
his
he
heavenly
just
father.
Ends up all night going from Boise to Nampa, Boise, Nampa, Boise, Nampa.
Yeah, that could
he
happen.
He never gets home. I mean, he's making good money, but...
Yeah, he's probably making good
that's
money.
That's ridiculous. You know? You can't have a life for
I,
that.
Do you know what? I think his haircut was trying to look like Jesus. Look, I mean, think about it. Like, look at it. I think he was trying... Trying
no.
to I don't know. Maybe
Jesus
not. Maybe
was
not.
An Uber driver?
Well, no, but I think he, you know,
Jesus
he might have
was
been going
a carpenter,
for the look.
Dude.
Yeah, I know he was a carpenter, but,
all right.
You know, maybe this guy can drive, but he can't use a hammer.
Perhaps.
So there you go. Uber driver. Takes all kinds to make the world go round.
And did you notice how slow he drove?
I didn't
went around
really
a couple corners where I was like, should I get out and push? Like, this is car need assistance.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Come on. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, and then Chandler, was he the one that said he loved to talk in his bio? What is that?
Yeah, he said he was driving. I don't know. I forget if we took Uber or Lyft with him, but driving to for the conversation, basically. A retired guy.
For two people that don't like small talk.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're not conversationalists. I mean,
no,
this
we
is,
can do it.
This is like the most we talk now. I mean, we've talked more now
than we have the whole rest of our lives.
Ever. Yeah, our whole lives, really. Well, we've probably, yeah, I would say all of our episodes that we've put out are probably equivalent to all the words I've said in my whole life.
That's true.
It probably, yeah. I'm not a man of many words.
That's hilarious. That's probably true.
Probably,
oh my
yeah.
God.
Oh, jeez. What were we talking about?
We were talking about our Uber driver, the weird
guy.
Oh,
yeah. So there was that guy, you know.
Then we were talking about Chandler.
Yeah. And let me say this, like, believe what you want and everything. That's your deal, you know, what your beliefs are.
Dealio.
But, you know, it specifically says kind of in Uber and Lyft's guidelines to avoid, you know, things about religion or politics, because people take those very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had Chandler, who's playing Trump.
We're driving. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like, that was crazy. I was like,
yeah,
Chris.
That's something else you don't do.
No.
You know,
oh, dang, I did
discuss
it again.
Politics, and you don't play political people, no matter who they are.
No.
You know, politicians.
No. That's a no. I wish we could turn the lights
off. I want to rate them both low because of that.
Really?
Not following guidelines.
Wow. Look at Chris Adams taking a stand. That should be a new segment, things we took a stand on.
Yeah.
Because we rarely do. We like talk about taking a stand.
I mean,
and
then
do
we're
like, oh, do we really want to? What if they get mad? Bleepity bloppity bloop.
And we're not really those like leave a bad review kind of people, you know. We let the people around us know.
Pretty much.
And, you know, we don't.
Stuff can be shitty and we're just like, all right.
Yeah, we make do. We make it work and we're fine with it.
Yeah.
So.
We're make doers.
Make doers.
I think that's a good quality to be in a person.
A make doer.
Yeah. Oh, I just typed something. MJMV. I don't think that means anything.
No.
All right. So did we finish Chandler in his Trump talk?
Oh, so yeah, he has Trump on, you know, in the car. You know, that's a faux pas, you know, for Uber and Lyft, politics, religion. You stay away from touchy topics and
probably keep all the swear words and racier songs.
Like if I have a passenger, I don't curse unless they curse first.
Right.
You know, normal conversation.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Don't curse unless someone else curses first.
And I set my Spotify to take out the stuff with explicit lyrics.
Naughty.
Yeah. And that eliminates like 75% of my playlist.
Just listening to Neil Diamond.
20 songs left.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. And so... But yeah, that's what you do for an Uber ride.
Yeah,
you know,
it's business. So. You're working. Hashtag do it. Let's discuss Max, my cat, next.
Max.
How did Max come up? Oh, one of my client's cats has, she spent $1,100 because her cat had urinary crystals and his urethra was plugged. And I was like, oh, fuck. I know all about that. I had a cat, Max, that constantly had urinary tract infections. And finally, and I said to her, you know, the next step is probably going to be. And she said, yeah, they told me. But they made Max into Maxine.
A girl.
He became a girl.
See,
yeah.
I'd never heard of this happening before today when you told me about it.
Yeah. And so I always called him Max because he still identified as a boy, even though he was turned into a girl. But my mom used to tease him and call him Maxine.
Oh, geez.
And he was already slow. Like he had something like, yeah, he was a mentally challenged cat already. Like one time I took him out of the vet. Like, and he had been cured in about a week. I'd paid a lot of money and Maxie was feeling better and everything, but he had a cone on so he wouldn't lick himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing this with the cone.
Oh, God.
And I was ecstatic as his mom that he was feeling so much better. And as I walk out, somebody like goes, what's wrong with your cat? Because his head was
spinning. He's doing like some exorcist shit.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the exorcist. Oh, I don't want to interrupt your story.
But speaking of the exorcist.
What about our orbs?
Oh, God. Let's finish the cat talk.
Okay, cat talk.
So, Yeah.
Welcome to Cat Talk, Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. New segment, Cat Talk. Go for it.
Meow. What's your question?
I can't purr.
I can hiss.
Oh, jeez. All right, go on.
Oh, God. Okay, Max. Yeah, so he had tons of urinary tract infections. They made him into a girl, and he was Maxine the rest of his life, and he never... Well, I call him Max still, Maxie Kitten, but he never had another urinary tract infection. But this woman was saying that now to get it done at Westvet's like $3,000.
Oh, how much did you pay back in the day?
Nowhere near $3,000. And like it was $1,000 No. It would have been like... maybe $300 or $400, but maybe we're talking 15 years ago.
Who's here?
It's Duchess, everyone.
The dipper, Dutchy dipper dogger do.
What are you out of breath for? She just ate a knee bone.
Oh, she's done with the knee bone, so she's like out of breath.
Yeah.
So much eating. Have you ever, do you ever eat yourself out of breath?
No, I've never eaten myself out of breath.
Or you're like eating and you're just like.
That's the third time.
What?
That I've hit my glasses on this thing.
Stop doing that.
I'm not used to how...
She's a little confused. She's like, this is not how it normally is.
No, yeah. We switched it up.
Yeah, we switched our whole view.
I made some big sacrifices.
You did? Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'd like some.
Yeah,
thank you.
Special request from Wendy Mosier for a hype button.
It was necessary, dude. Come on. I moved a lot of stuff. Oh, you never thought I would.
Duchess.
Did you?
No, I didn't think you would move anything out.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
And we rearranged and we have our nook, our corner, kind of a corner here. That's we're going to put the rest of our stuff up here and it's going to look really cool on video.
It's not as awesome if you're me and you like the way a room kind of makes sense because like this thing right here, I don't know if it's in the frame at all. But it's off center. It's too close to the couch.
Yeah, it is.
And the couch is too close to the wall.
Yeah.
And so it kind of bugs me a little bit.
I mean, there's issues.
There's a little teeny tiny. But anyway, we're talking about getting some shelving for over there. Maybe some metal and wood.
Duchess is looking at my foot. Yeah, some shelving.
Yeah.
No, actually, to help get away.
Like to have podcast-y stuff out, but not have to see all of it all the time.
Yeah. We can get this like one of those like oriental wall things.
What's it made of?
I don't know what they're made of. If it's like some kind of paper-ish.
Oh, I'm not doing paper.
I mean, but it's framed in like wood and stuff, you know. You know, it's like foldies.
Are you talking about dividers? Screens? Oriental screens?
I mean, you can call it that if you want.
I didn't think oriental was a word that was used anymore, but I heard recently that they might... be bringing it back.
Well, I heard that oriental is a way to describe objects like a rug or maybe those dividers. Not people, though.
No, but I heard that that word is coming back to describe people as an okay thing because...
Oh, I don't think there's so.
No, I swear I heard it on the news or something because there's a certain type of folk that is... included in Asian and they don't feel like they should be. It's I heard that on the Adam Carolla show when he was talking about the news. Adam Carolla podcast.
Which group? I don't think they're
I don't know.
Asian
he did
group.
List it. He listed it. Yeah.
That would be interesting to know.
Well, stay tuned, Chris. Keep listening to Ramblings.
Okay, I will.
Maybe you'll find out. do we want to talk about Kinemaster?
Kinemaster?
Yeah.
You mean Kinemaster?
Kinemaster, that's right.
Yeah, Kinemaster.
So,
yeah,
what about it? If you've been checking out our YouTube page,
yeah,
you may be seeing
videos.
Well, and it's
clips.
On our Facebook page. Yeah, lots of clips, and now. That I understand it, I'm having some fun.
Oh,
I did one spaceship one that landed and a little alien got out.
She's
and there was a
obsessed.
Crowd watching and it was like, Toasted Marshmallow Adventure
obsessed.
Podcast.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're killing it though.
Nice.
Doing awesome.
So that's on a program called KineMaster.
KineMaster, yeah, yeah. It's a video editing program.
It's really fun if you ever get a chance to play with it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, if you got a little video you want to put on YouTube and want to edit it up, use KineMaster.
Super fun.
Does pretty much everything that I can think of for the most part. I mean, it's not like a, you know, a full movie editing, but no. You know, for YouTube stuff.
It's close enough.
Yeah,
you can go frame by frame.
Yeah, you can.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And put in graphics and music. And anyway, we watched a YouTube video on it. And the kid, it was a good video, but he was calling it KineMaster.
Oh, yeah, KineMaster. What were we trying to learn?
I don't remember.
Something. So we watched a YouTube video. Yeah. And this, yeah, the kid was calling it KineMaster.
Yeah.
And even wrote an ebook on.
Oh, yeah, that everybody,
you know, ebook tutorial on it.
I was going to get. And he, KineMaster.
Didn't even say it right.
No.
KineMaster.
I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. The M is capital F.
Every other video that I've watched has called it KineMaster, like tutorials and stuff.
Oh, okay.
KineMaster.
And it was this kid.
KineMaster.
And the M is capitalized, right?
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Oh, I think so.
Hmm. Yeah.
So we've been having fun with some Instagram stories as well.
Yeah, we started doing stories. And that's a new thing because we heard that's a...
That's in.
That's the thing to do. So yeah, we've been doing some stories.
We put an orb one up, didn't we? And on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Orbs, people.
Light orbs. Yeah, so it looks like we have ghosts.
How do we feel?
And I'm pretty sure we do. Well, let's talk about this for a minute because...
We had a lot of death.
So, right now, there's a security camera in the kitchen that shows the whole other living room and down the hall. And it records 24 hours a day. That one does now. And so if there's a motion detected, I get a notification on my phone and they come through in the middle of the night and I look at them and they're these light orbs floating around. So we put that on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah.
So the first time I see this, I show it to Wendy and we think, oh shit, okay, that's crazy, you know?
A lot of dust in a house that I rarely dust because it's not
but
dusty.
It was a perfect circle.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, so Wendy said, okay, you know, she.
I'm a skeptic.
She called out to her grandmother and her dad, who are both passed.
Yeah.
And said, hey, if this
well,
is you.
Let's do the background on that. My grandma always said she was going to haunt me.
Yeah, I mean, but she doesn't know what she can do in the
afterlife. No, I know, but I'm just saying that, so I kind of just took it with a grain of salt, whatever, if I'm talking to them, I'm talking to them. But on the other hand, I was kind of like, it probably is them, because my dad died this summer.
August.
And was like, first. I guess, apparently, his last words were kind of like, he wanted to see me.
Yeah.
So we got there the day after he passed.
Yeah.
So... I wouldn't be surprised. But anyway, so go ahead.
So yeah, so Wendy like kind of said, I think you said it out loud, hey, like grandma and dad or whatever.
I said it then.
If this is
in
you,
my head, yeah.
Like do like a loop-de-loo, you know, with your light orb.
Yeah.
And the next one that came through, that shit did a fucking loop-de-loo.
Yeah, it did.
So.
And that's on the post as well.
Yeah, you can see the second, I think it's the second one goes up and... The light fades out, but it's in a loop-de-loop thing.
And still we're like, I mean, okay, yeah.
So she asks again.
I was like, okay, this time let's focus all of them in this one spot. That just
where the sink is.
From the sink to the, I said the cabinet below it and all the way above it, but just in two lines.
And so a little bit later I get a video motion detection and... And I don't know why, but I didn't save this one. But it was both of those light orbs going to the area that you said.
I know.
By the sink.
I know. So then the next thing, not saying we don't believe, But just, I thought one more little challenge would be we make up signs.
Yeah.
Like one says grandma, one says dad. The other option is...
I thought we were going to ask like a yes or no question. Oh. And either one is available to answer.
Yeah, whatever. So then then we put a sign on one side, yes or no, the other side, and ask them to answer the question. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So make What's it a really question? Obvious place, more obvious than we've asked so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the question
you I don't know. I don't know.
Damn.
Well, what it would have to be like, who are you, right? That's why I was thinking go to the name. But
okay,
could be,
I see what you're saying.
That doesn't mean anything, though, if an orb goes to a name, does it?
I don't know. Like, this is my first experience with light orbs.
I would think you would have to be something that could be proven, and that can't be proven. That could just be like a stray, giant, circular piece of dust going right to a sign.
You know what a piece of dust looks like? It's not a circle.
Like a snowflake, but ugly?
I would think, like snowflake.
An ugly snowflake.
Yeah, ugly snowflake. That's what dust is.
That's awesome. Yeah. I need to do something with that. A piece of dust looks like an ugly snowflake.
Yes, it
Think
does.
About that, folks.
Think about that, people.
All right. So are we done with orbs, or do we need to carry on? We're going to try another test or two and
see what we think. Yeah, so we posted a story on Instagram.
Everyone
voted yes on that.
Yeah.
That we do have ghosts.
Yeah.
So, yep. All right. So if you come to the Toasted Marshmallow.
Oh, somebody thought it might be bats. Like, no wings.
Yeah, I don't think it's bats at all. White. I mean, it doesn't look anything like a bat.
Yeah.
No.
So,
sorry.
We had to nix that thought. Plus, we haven't heard anything weird in the house. But anyway, so I hope you like our new setup. It's going to get cooler.
Yeah, we're going to have some stuff up here, some new pictures. Mm-hmm. And
thank you to all of our recent subscribers
and followers
and likes.
Things like that.
We appreciate
that.
It so much.
We still need more people listening.
We do. Tell your
watching,
friends.
Follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's
people have been digging
at
the YouTube.
Toasted Marshmallow Adventures 1.
Oh, no.
So find us. Follow us.
Yeah.
YouTube or just Toasted Marshmallow Adventures. Mm-hmm. Same with SoundCloud and CastBox. And I'm gonna try to get us all set up for Apple and Spotify tomorrow.
Nice.
I gotta figure out the logo thing.
Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about that I don't want to talk about now. I'm ready to close it out. It's been 28 minutes. But next time we need to talk about CenturyLink.
Oh yeah, I've got that in my notes.
Okay, good. Did you want to talk about anything else?
Not right now.
Okay, cool. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
All right,
or day.
I'm signing out.
Or morning. I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Boom. This has been Rambling.